Hey, race fans, this is Ben De La Vega here on Race Remote, and thanks for joining me for the first episode of Drag World for the 2007 racing season. And since we do have a lot of ground to cover, let's get this show on the road. Now, most notably in NHRA drag racing, the most shocking news so far this season is the fact that 14-time funny car champ John Force has not won a single round of elimination since the season began. And to make things worse for him, of course, he has one no-show for the season, the entire team does, which was in Houston after the death of Eric Medlin. And, however, last weekend in Atlanta, his daughter Ashley qualified better than he did, number 5 to John's number 12, and beat him in the first round. So, we'll see if the reigning champ can step it up for this weekend's event in Madison, Illinois, which is the O'Reilly's Midwest Nationals. Matter of fact, that's going on right now as we speak. However, not so bad for John Force Racing, because they did score the funny car win last weekend in Atlanta when his son-in-law Robert Height and his AAA of Southern California funny car beat number one qualifier Mike Ashley in the finals when Ashley went up in smoke in the 100-foot mark. As Robert Height turned around and ran a 488 at 314 to Ashley's 516. Now, keep in mind that Robert was the number two qualifier for the race. Also notable is the fact that the 27th Southern Nationals marked the 600th top fuel race in the history of NHRA Powerade drag racing. And matter of fact, it was Brandon Bernstein who took the win for his second event in a row, which has given him the points lead over Hot Rod Fuller. And in the finals, Brandon Bernstein took on Doug Herbert and beat him to the stripe with a 466 at 305 to Herbert's 471 at 297. However, in pro stock racing action, it was all Greg Anderson as a 3-time champ took on local hero and his former boss, Warren Johnson, the professor, in the finals to take a great win with the 667 at 207 to Warren Johnson's 671 at 205. God, those guys are flying now. And then again, Pro Stock Motorcycle, it was another fantastic day for Ms. Karen Stouffer and her Geico Suzuki. In the finals, Karen met up with Matt Smith, who actually broke before the light went green and gave Stouffer her second win of the season and put her number one in the points race leading into this weekend's race in St. Louis. And in recent news coming down the pike, drag racing legend Dick LaHaye will in fact become a tuning consultant for Coletta Motorsports, and he will be at the drags this weekend. It starts immediately. And on the same subject of flip-flops, Johnny West has left J.R. Todd's Dexter Tuttalone Top Fuel Dragster team to work for Evan Knowles on Clay Milliken's Driven Dragster. Now, replacing West will be Kevin Pointer, who is the co-crew chief on the late Eric Medlin's Top Fuel Funny Car. And right now, a rumor going around the pits is that J.R. Todd may in fact be entertaining the thought of switching to the funny car class, as two seats have opened up, one in the John Force Racing Camp, as we all know, and the other one is Gary Selzy's ride after Selzy takes a brief retirement next season to pursue both family and business commitments. Now, aside from that, I got this from J.D. St. Cyr. For all of you motorcycle drag racers, you're going to need a wheelie bar, because MSD Powersports at msdpowersports.com has just come out with the Launchmaster, and easily set an RPM limit to use for launch on your motorcycle off the starting line, matching connectors for easy installation, and delivers firm, consistent hole shots. So if you want, hit up msdpowersports.com on the World Wide Web, or you can call toll-free 1-888-258-3835. Thanks for sending that in, JD. And he works for MSD, too, so that's why I'm saying that. Okay, aside from that, this weekend going on, like I said, is IHRA. That's right, O'Reilly Auto Parts Thunder Jam, presented by Toyota Trucks, heads to Southwest Virginia May 5th. Now, out of Aurora, Illinois, Virginia drag racing fans can see the popular O'Reilly Auto Parts Thunder Jam presented by Torco Racing Fuels and Toyota Trucks Saturday, May 5th, tomorrow at Motor Mile Dragway in Radford, Virginia. This show's going to kick off at 7 p.m. with some of the loudest, wildest jet-powered race cars on the planet. And this is guaranteed to be a family-friendly show, which delivers the most entertainment-filled packages in the sport and features the 2,000-horsepower Super Shock Shockwave 57 truck with three jet engines, the Chevy Rebellion wheel sander that blasts down the track on the back wheels only, and the jet-powered funny car's top secret and first strike, painted in military colors to honor our nation's armed services. In addition, the New River Valley's best sportsman racers will be competing as part of the Thunder Jam. Okay, sorry about that. I just love this this hay fever season. Wow. I thought my brains were going to come out of my nose when I sneezed. Now, aside from that, I'm not trying to get gross. The Virginia market right now is primed for action-packed night of family-oriented motorsport entertainment like the Thunder Jam. And the Thunder Jam appeals to a wide range of fans and families seeking an affordable night of entertainment. So this is what's going to go on. Adult tickets are just $20. Children, kids 12 and under are $5. And fans who purchase tickets in advance at participating O'Reilly Auto Parts stores in the Motor Mile box office receive a free kids ticket for kids 12 and under with every adult paid admission. Now, in more IHRA news, Rockingham, North Carolina. That's right. They have two events on the IHRA Nitro Jam season schedule, and they just had one recently. And it was Jack Wyatt who won his third national event in as many attempts as the fabled quarter mile strip in South North Carolina. Yes, Southern North Carolina. That threw me off there. Defeating John Capps, Ron Capps' brother, in the final round to capture the No Gas Torco Race Fuels Pro Nitro Funny Car Ironman. And matter of fact, Jack White swept both events in Rockingham last season as well, winning both in the spring and the fall. So this guy is just doing great. And it was even more special for Jack himself as he painted a tribute to the Virginia Tech shooting victims on his car for the weekend. And Top Fuel, once again, TJ Zizzo claimed the No Gas Torco Racing Fuels Pro Nitro Top Fuel Ironman when he drove past Bobby Lagana Jr. with his Ironman on the line in Rockingham. And Zizzo nosed right past Litton in the points chase by slipping past Lagana in a very close final round race. Controversy and Pro Mod, as usual. This time it was directed towards Scotty Cannon Jr. and let me tell you, he had his car torn down by the tech officials after he qualified 1/10 of a second above the entire field. And, after the inspection, they found out that the car was 100% legitimate, gave it back to him, and in the final, Scotty drove past Kenny Lang in the final round, karting a 6:02 at 2:36. Oh! And, Lang had some tire shake, so he slowed down to 7:66 at 1:24, and we're sorry to see that. That could have been a killer race. Top Alcohol Funny Car, defending Alcohol Funny Car World Champ Mark Thomas from Ohio found the winner's circle at Rockingham Dragway by stopping the number one qualifier, Terry Monroe from Pennsylvania, in the final round. And Thomas, he always does well at the Rock, and he did it again. Then in Pro Stock, it was John Montecalvo from New York. Excuse me. Got to sneeze again. Be right back. Okay, thanks for your understanding, everyone. Anyway, like we were talking, Pro Stock, John Montecalvo out of New York advanced to the second consecutive Torco Competition Plus.com Pro Stock final round to open the season. Now, after falling short to Robert Patrick over in San Antonio's 8th mile race, Montecalvo was able to finish the deal when he dispatched defending world champ Pete Berner out of Illinois in the final round. Montecalvo also won the Ironman at the World Finals in Rockingham last season as well. Now, what's coming up is the No Gas Nitro Jam will make its third stop of the season at Tulsa Raceway Park May 25th through the 27th for the Skullshine Sooner Nationals presented by Wolverine and Academy Sports Outdoors. And this is an inaugural event, so if you're in the area, please go. And finish out, last but not least, the Rockin' Rumor Mill. Okay, here's what's going on. It is rumored that the 1980s rock band Rat will be coming on board as an associate sponsor on Clay Milliken's No Gas Top Fuel Dragster. And nobody can confirm or deny it, but Milliken, you know Milliken, when he was asked about it, he keeps saying, well, I keep hearing that, with a big old cheesy smile on his face. We like that cheesy smile too, so I'm not putting the man down. And also in this week's National Dragster, it was stated that TheMusic.com and legendary rock band The Who will be sponsoring Nancy Matter's Top Alcohol Dragster. So that is going to be good. Top Alcohol Dragster? I thought she was running Top Alcohol Funny Car. Okay, something. If I'm wrong, I'll correct it. Anyway, we do want to thank you very much for listening to RaceRemote.com if you're listening over there. And thanks for listening to Drag World. And we will see you all next week with a whole bunch of results and more. See ya.